Nick, what's up?
Wow, a blast from the past. I love it. Although the past wasn't that long ago, but it's good
to see you. The past wasn't that long ago. You're right.
Yeah. So good to see you and hear you. I'll tell you what, you got to know this. People in Austin are still asking about you. They see me down on Rainy Street and they're like, hey, Nick, that guy. Is he coming back? We miss him.
Tall, bald headed, good looking guy. Yes. I will be back. I promise.
you better, because you're sadly missed. My better half, all of Austin, and even Elon, can you believe it? Musk himself is like,
I doubt that. But
that guy, you're known as that guy. And I go, yeah, that's Jeff. He's a good guy. He's coming back.
I like it. Well, I'm taking this train to the promised land.
Won't you give it up? You understand. We'll take one foot forward. Don't look back.
Welcome, everybody, to No Fixed Agenda. This is our newest segment, Phone a Friend. And I tell you what, I was going through my Rolodex, if that's even a thing nowadays. Maybe I'm just going through my iPhone. I'm scrolling and I'm like, you know what? I need to come up with somebody who's got some stories, not scared to talk. And we have a background that we can share. And I was like, you know what? The only one person that I can think of is my old buddy, Nick from Austin. So
that's right.
I called you up yesterday and I was like, how would you like to do this? And you were like, of course. So thank you for, thanks for
happy to be here.
Doing this for me.
Happy really to represent.
It. Yeah. Representing Texas. So how is Austin? Before we get into the stories, how's Austin right now? What do you guys got going on down there?
I got to tell you, I'm so glad you asked, because it is nonstop. There's so much going on. We just finished weekend two of Austin City Limits, big party in Zilker Park. It's two weekends, 135 bands, 100,000 people plus each night. Crazy headliners. When we were there, I got to see REM, Pearl Jam. I mean, those are usually headliners. And then again, there's 133 other bands behind them. EDM, every genre of music. You've got eight stages. And so it starts like at 11 in the morning. I think the gates and the booze starts flowing at 9. Anyway, and it goes all night until one or two. And they do this three nights in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two consecutive weekends. It's massive. It's an incredible experience. Fireworks at the night, mind blown.
I've only seen the social media aspect of it, or the videos aspect. I'm glad you're talking about it, because I always love hearing your stories when it comes to Austin City Limits and South by Southwest and everything else you guys are doing and stuff. So have you guys been attending? That's the thing.
We didn't go this year, but it's one of those where, like, I mean, you got to like plan for it, strategize the logistics of getting there. In and out. Don't get me wrong. It's for all its challenges, it's absolutely amazing. What an experience. And we love music and been to concerts. And so it's, nothing new to us, but holy crap. It's a bucket list thing. We have friends from out of town that come in for this. Of course, locals, it's interesting. Locals, when big events like this, locals are either diving into it or, like, I'm going to rent out my house.
Well, yeah, there's got to be a big moneymaker.
They're just like, shy away, because the magnitude of the experience and the people that come to Austin. Austin's a destination city. In fact, coincidentally, we just wrapped ACL and now Formula One is in town. Look out. Wow. And again, that's another crazy people watching event. And I'm not a car guy, but it was one of these bucket list things where, like, everybody from around the world is, in fact, as we speak, Austin International Airport is like, it's crazy town. People are rolling in because there's the preliminary races and the parties. And then every night there are concerts. I think Taylor Swift, not a Swifty, but she was the headliner. I mean, there's a big name for these concerts. So people from around the world, well, I talk about people watching. Well, first of all, the race is amazing. We've been to that. And again, Formula One, I grew up with like stock car racing on Friday nights. This is how old I am from Omaha and in Iowa, stock car racing on Fridays, you know, and demolition derbies to F1. The Richie Rich of the world come out for this. Talk about people watching. Go to the Four Seasons hotel bar. Talk about people watching and just be amazed at the money and affluence and the out-of-towners. I mean, everybody's, you know, European and wearing this, yeah. You know, sporting the gear of their favorite driver and ordering bottles of Dom. And it's just absolutely amazing. And not that I'm a Dom person. I wish it was. But I hope you don't mind if maybe I indulge a bit. In fact,
please do.
As we speak, you know, I brought some for show and tell. We got a little tequila. Yes,
Pantalones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, being that Matthew McConaughey is your neighbor and all, I mean, yes. Why not?
Yeah. So obviously, as we speak, I'm indulging. I hope that's okay on this.
That is totally fine. Totally. Go for it.
That's what we do here.
It wouldn't be a conversation between you and I if you or I weren't indulging in something. So it's totally cool.
Like I said, it's Austin on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Well, now that you're done selling Austin to my listeners.
I'm just getting started. I'm just trying to sell it to you too.
You definitely don't need to sell me on Austin. I'm fully aware of what's going on in Austin. And you know that Des and I have actually looked at property out there in some regard. So I keep my eye on it. You know, I dabble in what's available out there a little bit. Yeah. But I want to give kind of a backstory. So you and I have known each other for years. I think it goes back to like probably 12 or 13, I think. So roughly about 12 years, we'll call it. So I've been trying to get rid of you and Stacy for 12 years. You just keep coming back into my life, which I love so much. But you and I met, or your wife and I and Des and I met all in Maui at the Grand Wailea.
We did.
You know what? It's one of those things, like there's people that come into your life that make a immediate impact. And you can definitely tell like the connection that people have when you meet somebody that's like right in line with you. And we were hanging out at the pool for one or two days. And then there it is, right? Oh my God. I can't believe you brought that up. Look at that.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry to bust this on you, but hey, look at this. I mean,
no, dude, that is amazing.
This is where it all started. Grand Wailea, the hotel pool, and you guys, well, I think collectively we dubbed it the corner bar.
We did. It was literally 7 days. I think 7 days of just going into the pool every single day and just drinking with you guys.
Yeah.
The entire vacation. I think, and I pretty much believe that we were there almost the same exact time. I think like maybe you or us showed up one day in advance or whatever it was, but we immediately clicked. And, you know, ever since then, I make it a point every single time I come to Austin for work, I meet up with you guys. Des and I will come every other year or so to meet up with you guys. But that's the kind of connections that you find in this world that are completely amazing. And we had a great time that entire stretch that we were there. And you guys even met us up. I think the next year, I think you guys even met us up down in Maui as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did. We had to follow the tradition of the corner bar. And for those that maybe haven't been to Hawaii, and you know, it's always been expensive, you know. And I remember we were told one of the first things you do when coming to Maui is stop at Costco and load up on food and mostly booze, which is what we did. Rented the little hotel refrigerator, and anyway, we smuggled booze into water bottles to the pool because I think drinks were $25 or something crazy. Anyway, and as much as we drank, it was like, man, we gotta defray the cost of our bar bill somehow. And obviously that was thanks to Costco and sneaking booze in. And I think you guys were doing it. We were doing it. And then it was like things were like, oh my God, we're not the only ones with this idea.
Great minds think alike, man. That's what I'm talking about.
And then, you know, and in all fairness to the Grand Wale app, we're Hilton Diamond people anyway. It's not that we weren't afraid to, like, you know, I think every other fifth drink or something, we bought one of theirs just so to kind of, you know.
Well, you skirt the system nice. Just a little bit, and that's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with.
When you're drinking for, you know, 12 hours.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, it's
I can't afford myself.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's one of the crazy things. And I was, again, I was talking to Des about that last night, and I told her that I had reached out to you and I was going to have you on the show for a quick minute. And she's like, you know, it's unbelievable that on a whim, on vacation, we meet you guys and, you know, we're still hanging out. We invited you to our wedding, and unfortunately there was something that you guys couldn't make it out to Maui for that. But that just kind of shows, like, we invited a lot of our closest friends here from San Diego. And I was like, there is one couple that needs to come that doesn't live in San Diego. And it was you guys. And unfortunately, I think you guys at that point in time, I think you were either moving to Austin or there was something big going on in your guys' lives that you couldn't make it to Maui to hang out with us. But yeah, man, I make it a point every single time I come to Austin. And unfortunately, I was that trade show that I typically come to is in San Antonio this year because for some reason, Austin felt like they needed to re-up the convention center down there, right? Like,
well, I was going to ask you because, I mean, you guys have been your company and the trade show that goes on there has been kind of a mainstay for a lot of years. I think mm-hmm. as long as I've known you, seeing you during your trade show experiences here in Austin, wonderful times, wonderful memories. And I don't even go to the trade show. For those at home, I don't go to the trade show. I just go to the parties with you, hang out with you downtown, whatever.
What did I take you to? So the parties that I've taken you to, one, the probably the most memorable one was the armadillo racing.
Yes.
That was really cool.
That and was.
I don't remember the whole entire point of that, I guess. It was part of the hotel, I think. And we were in there and it's always free drinks. But, you know, there was a sock company that was hosting it, and it was like full on armadillos, and you choose a number and you could bet on them and shit. I was like,
I'll tell you what, I'm just surprised they didn't bring out a longhorn. I think that was probably talked about, but that was a little problematic. Those things are kind of big, but I'd like to share this. Speaking of, this is one of the first parties we went to.
yes, look at that.
Look at that.
That is pretty much that sums up our relationship right there in one photo, to be honest with you. I think that was the very first time I came to Austin for that trade show. And we must have stayed out until 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, we did. The hospitality parties were amazing. And then but just Austin in general, it's such a good time. But this is where it all started, folks. In the Austin trade show circuit,
in the Austin adventure world, that's where it started, and that's unfortunately, you look just as good as you do now. Like me, I don't know what the fuck happened to me, man.
No, you're the good looking one. You're the handsome one. I'm just getting to the point where, you know, all this gray. I'm Jeff Bridges. I'm going for Jeff Bridges.
Oh, so I can see that. I can totally see that. Your beard needs to just. I got to learn to play.
I'm letting the hair grow out. You know, I got to learn to sing and play guitar. I don't know. Just.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't. You don't have your hat on though. That's that.
Well, you know, we can fix that.
See, I knew it. I knew it. It had to have been right there.
I came prepared for show and tell. Let me tell
you. Yes, you did. And you did. I knew it. You were not going to disappoint. This has been.
And while we're
nobody else's enjoyment except for mine, this is great.
Lalo, another Austin tequila. As we speak, one of the, if not the fastest growing tequila brand in the United States.
Yeah, that stuff is unbelievable.
This is the grandson of Don Julio. Started this. Now, this is an Austin tequila. Granted, it's.
And we're talking about Lalo tequila is what we're talking about. Yeah. For those that aren't watching, but listening, Lalo tequila is what we're talking about. So if you're familiar with the Don Julio brand and you haven't tried Lalo, you will not be disappointed. It is by far right around one of the top brands right now, I think.
Good stuff. And of course, McConaughey, just one more time. We love him. We love his commercial.
What I'd like to know from when you talk to McConaughey again, ask him where he got Pantalones as his tequila brand. It's a little bit funky as far as naming your tequila after pants.
Well,
is that after something? Does that have something to do with his bongo and not having to, not like when to wear clothes?
He's kind of a wild one. And a fun side story, when we first moved to town, like a lot of people coming to Austin, demand outstrips a supply for homes. So we had no choice but to live in an apartment. The guy living above us was McConaughey's personal assistant. And we used to walk by McConaughey's house every night in our little walk. He lived two blocks from us. And we didn't know it. We just knew it was a fancy house, gated, and some rich person there, you know, whatever. They're everywhere in Austin. There's a ton of money. We didn't think twice about it until our friend lives below and said, oh, my God, McConaughey lives up there. At a wild ass party, and I had to tell him to turn the music down, and not realizing it was McConaughey. And then, you know, a week later, a dude up lives above us, you know, yeah, I work for McConaughey. And we're like, oh, my God, where are we? What, you know, what's going on? But well, anyway, I got sidetracked.
That's okay. That was expected. It's fine. What I'd like to know is, and since you're selling Austin at this point in time, like you're pitching Austin, not selling, you're pitching Austin to me always, but to now the listener, being a foodie and going to Austin all the time, like what are some of your, obviously the barbecue is an Austin staple, but what are some of the locations if somebody was going to go to Austin this weekend or anytime, what places do they need to check out? And that's the thing. Like you cannot go wrong in Austin, whether it's a food truck or a restaurant, like you can't go wrong in Austin. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a lot of visitors come to town. People always asking, and ironically, we probably eat more sushi than we do anything. Because there's just, I mean, there's so many genres of food around here, but, yeah. Sushi, Uchiko, ATX sushi. If you're looking at that barbecue, my gosh, there's, 100 places, but, my God, I'm going to have to come back to you on that.
The one thing that I tell all of my friends here in San Diego is the gas station tacos.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't believe it. I mean, that's a Sunday.
What's the name of that place? Is it Rudy's? No, what
Rudy.
Is it?
Rudy's. It's gas station barbecue. And there's so much barbecue here in town that it's just on every street corner, mostly food trucks, you know, what have you. But Rudy's is a staple of Austin. A gas station barbecue, and you've been there. It truly is amazing. We're there almost every Sunday because it's just a quirky thing to do.
It is the most legit thing. You go in to get your gas, you walk into the gas station, and literally there is the coolest barbecue spot connected to the gas station. Honestly, some of the best tacos that I've ever had come from that spot.
I will tell you, Rudy's
never disappoints. Every time you're like, let's go get gas station tacos. I'm like, yes, let's do it.
I'll tell you what, you can't go wrong with Rudy's. Probably the one that everybody knows and is familiar with is Franklin's. He's kind of the default Austin barbecue guru on this. He's been on, TV shows, and he's everywhere. I think he has a cookbook. I know we bought it. Anyway, his place is truly amazing. For those that don't know, here in Austin, I'm from the north. Coming to town, it was kind of mind-boggling that, you know, we drive by and there'd be lines of people. Now, in New York, this is like trendy, and the thing to do is stand in line for whatever is cool on Instagram. But in Austin, you're only standing in line if it's worth it. And, you know, it's not necessarily an Instagram thing, but it could be. But people love their barbecue here. And when they, you know, when you see a line, it's usually for a barbecue joint. And Franklin's was the king in that. When we first came to town, there was kind of this bucket list of things you got to do. And Franklin's was one of those. And we did. They started serving it at noon. But people were lining up at 5 a.m. And we were one of those people. And just so you know, at that time, it was like a tailgate. Because what do you do for 6 hours?
Yeah.
You bring booze, you smoke, sleep, party, dancing. I mean, just it was a tailgate is what it was. And in fact, it was so crazy. I mean, we were there for the 6 hours And right in front of us was a group of fraternity guys from UT, and they brought their living room furniture. So they set up their living room so all eight guys could have some place to sit. And they just, you know, every 10, 15 minutes, the line would move. So they would just pick up the furniture and move it and sit down. And they were comfortable. The only thing they didn't have was a TV, but everybody had their phones. So they effectively had TV. Yeah. So it was like they were at home, but they're in line for Franklin's barbecue. And it was just, that's just crazy cool, Austin kind of stuff. But back to your question, Franklin's is universally known for those that don't want to sit in line for 6 hours. It's gotten better because they've expanded, but that is like a rite of passage in Austin, is you got to go stand in line or wait in line at Franklin's. Yep. Franklin's, Terry Black's, La Barbecue, to name a few, Rudy's, there's so many. We would do this. We're blessed. We've got a lot of awesome friends like you guys, you and Des. And we get a lot of people that come to town to visit, stay at our place. We're like this little B&B. It's awesome. Well, as a part of our travel packages that we offer, if you come to see, and everyone listening, you're all welcome. Nick and Steve, come on out. Anyway, so we've got travel packages. Take your pick. Wine Country, the party on 6th Street.
I think that's to your point. I think it's funny. Like you ask us, like, what do you guys want to do? It's like, oh, well, we want to check out all the restaurants. We want to check out all the foodie restaurants. I think the very first time we came in and visited you guys, like we ate so much. It was like every 2 hours we were going to do another barbecue, another sushi place, another, like it was the next time around, Des and I were like, we can't tell them we want to do restaurants. Let's just keep it to gas station barbecue and the easy stuff. Because is so many things that you guys,
there is.
So we chose the wine package last time, which was nice, but.
And I want to chat about that too, but back to the food package that we offer. We, one group that had been down numerous times. And so we said, okay, well, in fact, it's a rule. If you come to visit us, we can't let you go back to your home city without having barbecue, because the last thing we want is for you to go home and people go, hey, how's the Texas barbecue? And, oh, I don't know, we had sushi. No. So we're not going to let that happen to you. We don't want anyone to experience that embarrassment. So we, of course, you know, we're going to make sure that somehow, some way, no matter what the window of time you have, you're going to eat barbecue. And that said, one group that came down, we had a little fun with this. We did a barbecue crawl. And this was like over the course of like 2/3 of a day. I think we made 8 or 9 stops. And they included barbecue places like seen on the Travel Channel and the Food Channel. And I guess those places exist here in town. So legit, it was like, oh my God, we started at 8 that morning and went until mid-afternoon. And it was interesting because every place we went, it was so good. And we had to tell everybody, nope. These guys are known for brisket. This, and that's by the way, default. So you can only have the brisket. And then over here, you're going to have the sausage. And then over here, the ribs. And it was one of these things where what's their signature dish? That's what you're going to eat, because you could fill up on the first stop. And we're like, we got 8 more stops. So we got to, and it was phenomenal. I mean, the classic charcoal covered guys just, it was an amazing, neat idea. And there's a group here in town that liked my idea so much that they're trying to put together a company and put together what they call the barbecue bus to do barbecue crawls, because there's
nice
for the wine. And I said, hey, I better get some credit for this, or let me ride on the
yeah,
bus.
Exactly.
You know, throw me a rib here and there or something like that, but whatever. Back to the wine, and here's another thing too. Thank you for bringing up Texas wine. Who knew? Nobody realizes this, but Texas is in like the top 5 wine regions in the United States. Actually, I think in the top 3. Coincidentally, some fun facts about Texas. Like a lot of people, we came to Texas and said, oh my God, it's hot. How can there be wine here? Holy crap, this can't be. Maybe Tempranillo, but that's about it. Now, every state has a little wine region. They bring in their juice, their grapes, even urban wineries. You know, you can be anywhere and have a winery, but you know, how good can it be in Texas? And there again, it was on our bucket list of things to do. There's like this wine country we kept hearing about. We thought, well, okay, and we're winos and foodies. So we said, well, let's go. Let's check it out. Holy smokes. Yeah, real deal. You guys have been. You got to come back, because every month, more and more wineries open up. There's 100 plus wineries in the state of Texas. And believe it or not, Texas has, and back to my question, like, well, how can there be wine in Texas? Texas is so big. When you get like to the northwest part of the state, the elevation changes, the terroir changes, and the terroir is comparable to other wine regions like Paso and even places in France. And in fact, it's called, and I'm going to look on my notes here, the Texas Hill Country American Viticultural Area, otherwise known as AVA. The AVA in Texas, I don't know if it's like this in every state. I don't think every state has a proper wine growing region. Texas does, 9 million acres, largest in the state, second largest in the United States. So everybody knows Napa, Sonoma, okay, up in Oregon, New York, the Fingerlings. Yeah, and they go, okay, they made some wine in Texas. But the fact that we have the largest or second largest AVA wine growing area in the United States says something. And over a million people, you were one of them last year, you and Daz were too, over a million people come to Texas to the wine region every year. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, it was awesome. And I think a lot of that has to do with some of the way the land is there. It's a lot of limestone, a lot of nutrient rich ground there. I mean, that was one thing that we didn't know of. And I fell in love with Hill Country out there. And that's where we have looked as far as, you know, what properties are available out there. But yeah, I mean, it's, if you've never had a chance to go out there, if you're visiting Austin or visiting anywhere near Austin, Waco, even San Antonio, like we had talked about, it's only an hour to an hour and a half, and you can get down to the wine area really easy. I mean, it's a lot of places to go and check out and see and do, and it's fun for sure. We had a great time there. So
always, and you're going back because
we're definitely trying to figure out a way to get over there again in the next 6 to 7 months for sure. Dez's birthday's coming up here at the beginning of the year. I'm like, maybe we can go to Austin, you know, during it's gonna be a little cooler during the winter time, but that's okay. I'm not worried about that. Don't want to keep you much longer. I know you got to get back to work. I appreciate that. And again, this is just a new segment for us. I wanted to make it where it was something fun. And this conversation did not disappoint. Again, anybody who wants to be pitched on Austin, definitely listen to this episode because Nick is going to do it. And he keeps on bringing up old photos of me, which is always a great, thing.
We have some of the most awesome Christmas pop-ups bars that just kind of like,
that was one of the coolest things that when I was there last year during the holiday season, Austin does a really good job, like you said, Nick, about doing pop-ups. And we went to this huge, like, it's almost like Christmas puked all over, a bar, and you go in and it was unbelievable. Some of that stuff. So, but definitely see
lots of tequila. And say hello to my friend.
Lots of tequila options from Ryan Bingham.
Ryan Bingham.
The famous people have their own alcohol down there.
They do. Well, in fact, back to on a quick note. So Matthew, and why he called it Pantalones, he said, you know what? In fact, if you check out his website, he's like, geez, here we go. And this is part of his story. Oh, another celebrity tequila. Jesus, we're so tired of that. He said, well, I wanted to have one because I like tequila. I'm in Texas and I'm famous, so why not? But I want to have a little fun. And he said, also, by the way, Spanish for pants. At the same time, it's also Spanish slang for guts. So he says, I'm kind of a gutsy guy. I do a lot of crazy things, play bongos in the nude and just do crazy stuff. So he said, yeah, you know what? Pants or no pants, it kind of fits. So anyway, it works. Works for us too. How many times do I sit around drinking tequila with no pants? You know what? Actually, quite often.
So. You're probably right now. Actually, don't stand up, please.
Can't do that.
Well, hey Nick, I gotta let you go. But brother, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and see you. And I can't wait to get back out to Austin again and hang out with you and Stacy. And please tell her I said hello and I love you guys. We'll be seeing you soon.
You guys are missed. You got to come back. We love you. Drink more tequila. Sweet.
This has been an international podcast transmission of No Fixed Agenda presented by Bubs Naturals. Music was provided by The Poor Dirty Astronauts with lyrics written by Matt Meyer. You can rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you find your favorite podcast episodes. NFA, over and out.